Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello and thank you for listening to us today. This is Knowing Spirit. My name is Reverend Shreese Thorne and I am the founder of the Temple of Knowing Spirit. I am the co-founder of the New Dawn School of Enlightenment, which is a correspondence program that we have organized and completed over the last 10 years worth of channeling between myself and my mother, Angela Thorne, and it has become quite a comprehensive path towards freedom and enlightenment. And on the line with me today is Reverend Levon, who is the director of the school. Hello, Levon.
Hi.
And how are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm glad that to have you on the line today. Today's show is going to be about self-love. And I propose that self-love is probably the fastest way to enlightenment. And the reason I'm bringing it up is there's a lot of people who, well, everybody, usually I work with a lot of healers. So the challenges that these healers come to me with that they're not well themselves, or they're struggling, either financially or mentally or emotionally, or they really want to know how best to help their clients and or how best to help their congregation. Some of them are priests, and some of them are doctors and dentists and in that type of helping field. And what I have noticed is that sometimes we give so much, we forget about ourselves. We forget about the self that we're using in order to experience this existence. Sometimes we push our own self to the side and ignore its needs. And when we ignore its needs, it becomes depleted, which is fatigue, exhaustion, irritability, agitation. These are all the things that are caused by ignoring the needs of the soul or the spirit or some say the goddess that's within, or the temple. So today I would like to discuss some ways that we could learn how to take care of ourselves better and to love ourselves better. And I mean better in terms of we're always evolving and we're always growing. And the word love itself is evolving as well. Back in the day, love meant, you know, attachment. Now it means acceptance and pure love, so like pure, true. No conditions, no attachment. So we're evolving just as the word love is evolving. But in order for us to reach that state of enlightenment that a lot of us are looking for, or that state of pure peace, whatever word you want to say, we have to be loving ourselves. Because if we're not loving, then we're abusing or we're neglecting. And if you're neglecting, then you're lowering your consciousness. So you can't attain that level of consciousness that you're seeking to attain if you're not acting like it. That's also in the law of attraction. You can't help to get something if you're blocking it with your very thought. So, Levon, what kind of thoughts do you have about what self-love is? And what kind of things do you do to make sure that you're healthy and you're balanced so that when you work with your clientele, you're coming from a place of wholeness?
Well, it's funny you're even mentioning this because I was just thinking about that maybe an hour or so ago, how, you know, like you say, we keep evolving and things change and it's been really changing for me. But what it seems like for me is I have no choice to love myself, which means then I can love others. And to be a better tool, I have to be rested. Like the Bible even says, if you want to be have patience, you have to be temperate. And that means, you know, eating enough and properly, getting enough water, sleeping, playing, resting, working has to be balanced. And it seems like for me, I have no choice. I get a certain type of a tired, and I'm... I can't if I'm tired like this. But it's interesting how the universe has been setting me up every other day with work. Like today, yesterday I worked my buns off, literally. And today, I have a day where I can just rest, I mean, there's a lot of other things I could do, but my body says, I can't. So I'm just resting today. So that's what's happening with me anyways. And then, you know, meditating whenever I feel something that's not peaceful, that seems to be my goal this lifetime, then I clear it. And, you know, there's many ways of clearing. You know, everybody seems to have their special way of clearing, so.
Which we can talk about today as a tool or as a technique for self-love is clearing. And I'm suggesting perhaps we can clear all those thoughts that are in our field that would cause us to be less than loving to our own selves. And these are ancient thoughts. This is the thoughts that we had many, many thousands of years ago about self-sacrifice. At the time when those teachings came to the planet about self-sacrifice, people weren't sharing. People weren't loving. They were very selfish and they were greedy and they were violent towards one another, so that the path of self-sacrifice was a very honored path because everybody was so selfish to begin with. But what has happened over the years is the teachings have been used inappropriately. For example, if I have one of the students of the program who gives and gives and gives, but she doesn't take care of herself. She is a powerful healer, as we all are deep inside. We're all healers, and healer is remembering, a tool for remembrance. So no one is greater or less than another, and I'm always going to say that, and I'm sorry to repeat myself constantly, but part of the problems that we have with our own lives and our own psyche and the planet is we believe that others are greater and more important and more valuable than ourselves. So that's the first thing we might want to clear, that concept that another is greater or more God or more goddess or more divine. We're all equal and we're from the same source. The second one is self-sacrifice is good if you have a self first. You have to find yourself in order to be able to even sacrifice. And it doesn't mean abusing yourself, because if you abuse yourself and violence, self-violence can be very subtle. Self-violence can be as easy as having too much alcohol or having too much saturated fat or not eating properly or working 12 hours a day instead of 7. That's subtle forms of self-violence. Now, some people just have to work those hours. Some people don't have a choice. But then there's other things that you can do to really balance it off in terms of avoid that television or sit in peace and quiet, play some nice music to try and soothe that nervous system. Your nervous system is the tool for awareness. And if your nervous system is whack, your whole life will be very difficult, because the tool of awareness, that nervous system that you're using, if that's imbalanced, you're not going to be coming from a place of wholeness. You're going to be imbalanced. Therefore, you're going to continue to create imbalance. So finding out what is loving might also be important. What do you think, Levon? Finding out what is loving to you. Like, what is loving to somebody may not be loving to somebody else.
Exactly, exactly. Like you said, maybe you have to turn the TV off. Sometimes I have to turn a good movie on to relax.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So, like you said, I know what you were trying to say, though. You're saying if that's all you're doing, you know, mm-hmm. But sometimes I can shut that off, you know,
yes,
that.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden I catch, because relaxing, just like there was a gal, she was telling me, when I was in labor with one of my daughters, you know, they used to, I don't know if they do it anymore because my kids are 30, 32, but they give you a hypo in the behind, and it basically was just to relax you. And then I saw gnomes and fairies around my bed, so I was so relaxed that I could see, because, you know, from my understanding, I think that's what meditation is, right? You get quiet,
yeah,
so you can
there's
hear.
Different, yeah, there's different people. There's so many different paths, and they all use the word meditation. I think for what we teach in the program, we are saying meditation is stilling yourself enough to become aware of what you're thinking, like to become aware of yourself. So meditation is used as a tool of self-awareness, and you can do that by just sitting still, like stilling the body to become aware, but not necessarily doing a bunch of mantras and chants. although we do introduce that later on. But meditation, to some people, is a very specific thing, especially in the Eastern philosophies.
Yeah, so there's different ways so we can hear, right? Isn't that why we do it? Also,
right,
meditate,
yeah.
Because we need to be aware of who we are and what we're to do, and sometimes we get too busy. In fact, I was just thinking of that this morning because I had an individual talk to me, and this person is quite new, even though this person would like to be everybody's teacher. I don't know if you ever met people like that.
Yes.
Well, anyways, and that's the thing I was trying to tell this person, that, you know, we need to not be so busy. It's easier said than done, because it's not the works, it's making sure that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, you know. But that doesn't mean we're, you know, like especially from my background as a Bible-only believer at one time, there, you know, you said that we need to know who we are, and that, you know, well, as a Bible Christian, we were taught that we're not. It's almost the opposite teaching, at least what I was taught. So that is something that I need to learn, you know, to realize who I am. I am made in the image and likeness of God, so I am great. But
yeah.
With the movements I was with, they always tried to teach us that you're not. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
So that takes a challenge to change that.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. It takes a lot of self-awareness and commitment to your soul growth and evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to really desire to know something other than what you're knowing right now. So
yep,
I do agree with you. So part of that process of self-love is the self-awareness and realizing, you know, who are you? Are you a wife? Are you a mother? Are you a sister or a brother? Or are you an entity that has the source within it that's here experiencing and growing and evolving and being as divine as it can be? So there's the concept of self. A lot of dogmas have been shared about that. So I think it's really important that you brought that up. Thank you. And I just want to put in a point here. I don't want to criticize the Christian faith. This is not a criticism.
No.
No two churches are alike. The church down the street that where I used to go to, the teachings are very similar to what I'm teaching. But the church that I used to go to 10 years ago down in out in Toronto, completely different story. So even within the same faith, there's a million different ways to interpret the message, and that is because we're all unique. So what I'm saying right now will be interpreted by everybody who's listening in a different way.
Exactly. I was just sharing before where I was coming from, so, you know.
That's right,
like,
yeah,
even
where you're coming, where your experiences, which are the same as similar as mine.
Okay.
And that's why I moved away from that. But then there's, there's like, people out in this area who have a real great path that if I had started out with that path, I probably wouldn't have changed. And it just really depends on who's the teacher, who's listening and who's teaching, you know, with the different paths. Like those, that's the path that your soul chose so that you could grow and evolve out of it. That was your gift. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was your blessing. Although at first it seemed like a curse because you really had to overcome it. But it was your blessing because you had to overcome it. You had to change your thought about yourself. You had to be more conscious and more aware.
Right, and then when we change that consciousness, others can change because
we
have, it's like we sent it out. So anyone else that wants it can grab on.
That's right. You make it available.
Yeah. So which is?
There's a divine matrix. We're all interconnected. We're all spirit. We're all one. So whatever one does, so does another, and that's why for every action that I take, I devote it to everyone, or all aspects of myself, and I don't just mean my individual self, but I mean all the peoples on the planet and all the different souls in the other realms, because by dedicating my actions to other people, I am deliberately and consciously helping them, instead of just unconsciously. We're going to help them regardless. I would just like to do it on a conscious level. Which is important. The more conscious I am now, the even more conscious I will be tomorrow, because that's my desire consciousness or a greater consciousness. And that is also to do with self-love. Self-love is becoming conscious of the things that may not be good for you. So let's take a point. People who are very, very tired and emotionally drained and exhausted and are in the helping field, nurses and doctors and healers. There's a lot of healers who are, and I mean specifically energy workers, people who become very drained and become irritable at the end of the day and start becoming bitter and holding resentment towards their clients. That is a syndrome, and we've got to break it. And it's because they're giving more than they're getting. So there's a divine principle in when I was studying to be a shaman, and it's called Aini, A-N-Y-I, or some people say A-Y-N-I, and it's called divine reciprocity. And it means that whatever you give, you will receive from the universe, but you have to be willing to receive it, and you have to feel that you're deserving of it. And if you abuse that principle, if you give and you don't allow someone to give to you, you have imbalanced the cosmos. Do you know what I mean?
So that's one reason why probably the universe has set it up where if you do a healing, years ago you were given maybe, you know, a big chunk of a beef, where now
yes.
they give you a check with money.
That's right, yeah. Some people give a check with money, and some people maybe trade with services. And for all the healers out there, I know a lot of healers trade with each other.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
I'm exchanging for a massage. Yeah,
mm-hmm. an equal exchange, because self-love is making sure that you're meeting the needs of your individual self. Constantly giving and giving and giving to the point you're depleted means you're in a cycle of abuse, and that abuse will bring more abuse to you.
Is that why when you, for example. A week or so ago, somebody was in really deep need of money for fuel oil because the times are tight. So it cost my husband and I over $300. But that night, a little store called and wanted me to put my my supplies in their store for a very reasonable price. And since then, I have been abundantly getting big tips for my energy work and everything. Is that why that works like that, because you give to the poor and then the universe repays you? Is that?
Yeah, the universe will repay you. The universe is always in balance. It's
really?
The individual souls, what we call the microcosm. It's us, the individuals, that have to learn how to balance. Now, you are able to accept those tips, and that's great, but there are some people who don't even know how to accept money at all.
I had to learn that, though.
Yeah. I had to learn it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you come from a place where you don't think that your own personal needs are valuable, because you don't think mm-hmm. you're worthy. You think the only thing that's of any value and worth is helping others. But if we're all connected, you're not helping somebody if you're hurting yourself. Because what vibration is being sent out? It's the hurt. It's not the help. So that not being able to receive, or not being able to open your heart up to receive the blessings that the universe wants to give you, is causing an imbalance. And then any imbalance is a dis-ease. You're placing your body at unrest or dis-ease, and that's where illness starts to fester.
So you're saying if a person gets to a point where you're just dreading having a session, you're better off to postpone it than to do it.
Yes, you are. If you mm-hmm. if you were dreading, and at one point, everybody goes through this. All the healers, all the energy workers, we all go through this because we get burnt out for a while. Just take a leave of absence. Just take a few weeks and nurture yourself, if you can. If not, then do compensate in other ways. You can compensate by going to another healer, or you can compensate that by making sure that you're eating pure foods. And do you know what I mean by pure foods?
Yeah, I suppose.
Alkaline, foods that are high.
Yeah, organic
food.
As much as you can,
yeah,
and less processed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alive food, so that means it's fresh, as fresh as can be, or steamed, because you're getting your prana from the food, and prana is the life force. Also, practicing breath work. If you're not breathing properly, if you're not breathing from the belly or the diaphragm, and you're not getting all the energy that's available to you, then you're going to feel depleted as well. And a lot of people don't know how to breathe. We're very shallow breathers here in America. We actually should be teaching how to breathe in school. You think it's, you know, it might sound funny, but the reality is we breathe, very shallow. We don't think about breathing. We never practice breathing. And that's where the yoga comes into work. When I studied yoga for a few years, I really focused a lot on something called pranayama, and you really focus on breathing, just deep gut breathing and bringing prana into your body. And prana, in the end, is energy. Energy, in the end, is power. So if you do not have enough power, you're going to feel either powerless or you're going to be controlling. You're going to control everyone around you because you have no control over yourself. So this prana, this life force, is important to cultivate within yourself. And you do that by practicing deep breathing, which is why we have that in the school. We have a section on breathing. That's why you eat healthy. That's why we're talking about that in our program. That is why you take the time to meditate or still yourself so you can become aware of what you're thinking. Because you can't change what you're thinking unless you're aware of it. That's why it's important to surround yourself with light and love, energies, not just people, but energies, areas, cities, towns, malls, whatever you know is a good, loving environment, then you would be drawn to it. Stay away from what is not healing to you. And what's not healing to somebody might be healing to somebody else, because we're all different. So these are all things that are important to find out about the self. So finding out who you are, finding out your personal needs, is really important. Because what is balancing to me is not going to be balancing to somebody else.
And there are areas where people can't get organic food.
That's right.
Even live food that, you know, because some
right.
of this live food that comes even where I live, because I, you know, we're way in cold. I mean, it's horrible tasting, I'll be honest, because it's dead. It's as dead as if you bought a processed food. So, like you told me this week, you could even put energy in the food.
Yes, you put energy into the food. Before I eat, I always put my hand above the plate, just a few inches above, or even just right above. Just, you know, obviously don't touch it, otherwise you're going to have to wash your hands. But prana is everywhere around us. Once we start learning how to use this life force, right, this pranic energy, we can direct it wherever we want it to go. So I direct it into clients when the clients come to see me. I also direct it into my food because I want to raise the vibration of the food so that when I'm eating it, my body will be able to use it to the best of its abilities. So that's called energy work. That's called balancing. That's prana infusion, pranic healing, which is the theory on which Reiki is based on. You know, the universal life force energy, you can direct it with your hands and you can direct it with your mind. Your intent is really what is controlling the life force. So if my intent is to evolve as much as possible and to assist as many spirit beings reach enlightenment and full liberation, then that is what my life will be about. Everything I do will be about that because that's my intention. Now, some people don't live with an intention. But my first intention had to be self-love, and 15 years ago I didn't know how to love myself because I was sacrificing based on old dogmas that I had incarnated with. From my ancient times that I needed to heal and resolve. So just like yourself, in this lifetime, you had to move through some of those dogmas.
Yep.
And those beliefs, right?
I'm still dealing with dogmas.
Yeah.
It's a daily walk.
It is. It's a daily walk, and it's not easy. It's not easy because we are not trained to love ourselves. We are trained to just fill the desires of the ego. And to take for the ego, or some people they're trained to just self-sacrifice and give to another over and over and over again, and without thinking about themselves. So it's not something that's been brought up in our society. It's not something that we talk about. But it's important for us to do that because you cannot be a healer unless you're healing yourself, unless you're living in balance. And that's the key, balance. So if you turn around and you have 12 clients a day and you didn't sit down and give your own self energy work or give your own self some peace and some harmony and some silence, then how can you imagine that you're going to be able to help somebody else?
And to feel rested is important.
Yes, yeah.
Because I've noticed myself, I've gone to what you could just say healers, and they're you can tell they're not rested. And, you know, you don't feel the... How can you say that? Love or positiveness that you desire, you know, because your energy when you're a healer, that's the energy the people will have or get from you.
Yeah.
so it's important to have our energy at tops. Another thing that is good is to soak like an Epsom salt water or sea salt water when you get home, you know, because we do pick up their negativity.
Or just anywhere, even if you don't necessarily even have to have a client.
Right.
Anywhere you go, there is going to be all different kinds of vibrations. But and just as in the body eliminates its waste, right? Your aura has to eliminate its waste too, and that's why we sea salt. You just want to eliminate the waste in the aura. It's what's called dead orgon. Have you ever heard of that, dead orgon?
No, no.
Yeah, it's a term. It's dead orgon. That's why when I studied to be an energy worker, we learned different techniques on how to cleanse the auric field. Just like you're cleansing the body through elimination, like through the colon, you need to do it for the aura. So that's why you take the sea salt bath and lavender essential oils, those type of cleansing things, even sprays. I always have make sure I have a spray on me, a spray of lavender and rosemary.
So you just spray it. You just spray it in the air.
Spray aura, yep. Or you use a tuning fork. I have a million and one tuning forks or a crystal bowl. Or you don't even have to use those tools. You can just sit quietly and visualize your field being cleared. You don't necessarily always have to use an instrument because the mind is the greatest tool. Your mind is the greatest tool. Your
Because let's say something happens to us and you can't get a hold of those other things, so it is good to have...
Right.
You know, because I think as a human being, a lot of times we need to have something we can handle, some symbolism, some ritual, because
right.
we're used to that. But really, like you say, it's an intention.
Yes, it is. It's an intention. Yes. Yeah, energy follows intent. And that's why there's all these new books out, and I also have it in my book, Knowing Spirits or Healing Your Soul, which is part of our program, one of the texts. I wrote a couple, so the second one is part of the program. And it teaches you how to use your intent to cultivate your reality. It also teaches you how to use the law of attraction. Now, the law of attraction is powerful. You use it all the time, no matter what. I'm just trying to share how to become conscious of it. How to become conscious of what you're thinking and what you're creating so that you can create something different. And I'm also assisting people in becoming conscious of their God, Goddess self. When you realize that the divine is within you and you're not praying to something outside of yourself, your life will change. So that's another point to remember for the self-healing and the self-love. Do you believe that you're divine?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but most people don't. A lot of people...
But I had to learn that, though.
Yeah, you had to learn that. Yeah, we have to learn.
That's why so many of us are put in each other's paths just to help each other remember, because we knew this in a past life. We knew this when we were with our source.
Yes.
But, you know, we all have come here to help each other remember.
Yes, we all have. And when we have to go through, last week's show was on forgiveness. And that was a real powerful program. I could feel a real shift in energy occurring during that session because freedom is a result of forgiveness. When we forgive, we free, because the only thing binding our soul is our ability not to forgive. The only thing keeping us stuck in that cycle of samsara or constant reincarnation is our inability to move through the circumstance and the situation and forgive. We hold on to things. That's anger and that's resentment. That's bitterness. And that festers into the body and it ruins your life. So when we forgive, we free ourselves. We free ourselves from having to constantly recreate the same experience over and over again until we can forgive. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's really, you want to get out of that cycle of constant abuse and constant violence, start to forgive. So it's just forgive yourself, forgive others, start to love yourself.
Well, even if we get these yucky thoughts, feelings, guilt, you know, fear, loneliness, we should not feel, go, oh, no, we should be saying, ah, good, now I'm being shown this needs to be dealt with, and then maybe you have to even let it take its course.
Yes.
But be willing to release it. I had to deal with something this morning. It's interesting because, you know, sometimes, like you say, we have anger or whatever, but sometimes what's hard is when you've been associating with certain people, and then they start talking a certain way, and they want you to follow them, and you realize you can't because that's not your truth. And people know how to manipulate, I've noticed, and control. Especially, I seem to be the sort where people think I am that way, but when they really get to know me, I'm not. But I just know not to fight people, just kind of
right.
listen. And then so I had a little bit of a guilt this morning because of this one person, obviously. And then all of a sudden I realized, you know, because I you know how you play those cards sometimes? And there was a little thought that says guilt. And I was surprised when I saw that because I was feeling guilty. And it says when you can just let go of the guilt and realize that they have to walk their walk, then you become more powerful in your own walk. And you know, just reading that, I felt the guilt release. I just felt it. And then I did feel more powerful. Then I thought, well, if this person calls again, I'll just let them talk, and then I'll say, oh, that's wonderful. And then when they go, I'll just say, hey, more power to you, quietly, and take my walk. We don't have to prove to everyone that we are right. We just, you know, but we need to let people be who they are and encourage them, and then let them go.
That's right.
Because we do hold back power or kind of stop our own power if we don't. Let our power just be our own power and let them have their own power. I mean, but there's so much of this. Everybody wants you to join them. There's nothing wrong with working together, but you don't have to have people in charge. That seems to be, it must be something in my energy field that had to be cleared, because that is something I seem to run into a lot. Hello? Hello.
Greetings, Earth Explorers. Welcome to X Squared Radio, where the past meets the future. Your host, Brooks Agnew, believes everything we do will eventually affect the universe. He's trying to do that on purpose each Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the BBS Radio Network. Come where the results are always positive. Explore the mysteries of the universe and of the Earth. We might go a little past your imagination, but have no fear. You'll be safely traveling with us. Keep your arms inside the vehicle, recline your chair, and look out the window as we launch. X Squared. Radio.
Down where the clock and clock
light. Hello.
Hi, Lamont.
I think we got disconnected.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
You have to take everything in stride.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason for everything, right?
Yeah, there's a reason for everything. So
it's 25 below zero, and we've been having furnace trouble, so I know what machinery can do.
Oh, yeah, it's very
good. That one we feel when your house starts getting cold fast. I'm under a blanket right now. It's finally coming back, so.
Yeah, this weather I'm actually enjoying it is rather cold out here in Chicago area, but I'm enjoying it because we are staying indoors a little more often than we normally would. And this morning during our meditation, or satsang, I call it satsang, I have it every day at 11, we focused on breathing from the diaphragm. We focused on breathing from the belly and concentrating on becoming aware of the unconscious. Every little thing that we do that allows us to become aware of the unconscious allows us to become more conscious in the end. Because the unconsciousness, which is our soul sometimes and our spirit, we're not aware of it. But when we start becoming aware of little things like our breathing, the way that we breathe, or what we're thinking, or why are we doing what we're doing, when we start becoming conscious of these little things that are like beneath the skin, then you're opening up your awareness to a much grander universe or a much grander self. So the purpose of this morning satsang at 11 was to start to become aware of what I call the true self, or the divine self, or the eternal self. Some call it the soul, and some call it the God-Goddess. So to become aware of this God-Goddess within you, one of the ways to do so is to start becoming aware of what you're breathing. Are you breathing deep and peaceful? Are you really taking in as much prana as you can, or are you breathing shallow and interrupted? Because there's a rhythm to breathing. But when people are anxious or nervous, they're short of breath. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're anxious or you're nervous or you're tired, you're not breathing with a rhythm. There's a certain, everyone's got a rhythm, so your rhythm is off balance. So one of our, even on one of the retreats that we hold, we just practice breathing itself. It may sound very silly because you think breathing is as easy as breathing. You think everything's as easy as breathing. But when you change the way that you breathe, when you change the way that you interact with the prana around you, you actually change your life. When you take deep breaths from the gut, real slow, deep, steady breaths, what you're doing is you're bringing more of life into you, more prana, more life force into your body. And when you bring more life force into your body, you bring more awareness. Life force is energy, and the more energy you have access to, the more awareness you have.
Well, you know, when I used to be a really Bible student, I went through 3 concordances. Every time you looked up the word Spirit, Holy Spirit, it always went back to breath.
Yes, breath.
Breath, like that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So we're actually breathing in.
Yeah, breathing in. So let's do a quick meditation for those people who are trying to understand what it is that I'm getting at here. If you can just place your hand right below the belly button, right on that gut area there.
Does it matter which hand?
No, I don't think so. I usually use my left. When we teach our healing courses, I always use the left because left is incoming, but whatever you're most comfortable with. So if you want to just place your hand right below the belly button, and then feel the warmth of the hand on your skin. And when you feel the warmth, what you're doing is you're bringing your focus away from the television or the computer or the person next to you or even your toe. You're bringing your awareness from the rest of your body to your stomach area or to the diaphragm, let's call it, or to the sacral chakra, which in this part of the country is considered orange. So that sacral chakra, which is the energy center, you're bringing awareness to that energy center by putting your hand on it, and then your hand will start to heat up. Because once the hand is placed on a part of the body, it automatically starts to generate prana. It's just a natural phenomenon of the body. So whenever your hand is placed somewhere, it naturally starts to radiate prana. And the prana will radiate from your hand into that sacral chakra. And that sacral chakra is about self-love, self-value, self-worth. So when you have an imbalance in that sacral chakra, you're not a happy person. You don't feel lovable, and if you don't feel lovable, you abuse yourself. And if you don't feel lovable, you bring people into your life that disrespect you, that treat you poorly, that abuse you, that steal, that cheat, that lie, that stab you in the back at work. You will constantly create circumstances in which you will be taken advantage of. You will be a victim, in other words. So we're going to heal that victim mentality by loving ourselves. So when you put your hand on that, some people call it the dantian, I call it the sacral chakra, radiate energy into that, and with your intent, let that energy activate that chakra, balance it, and send what you need so that you could be a loving individual, a self-loving individual. So let's practice breathing from that diaphragm there. So take a long, slow, deep breath in from the diaphragm. And then when you breathe in, your belly will go out a little bit because it'll expand because there's air in there. Just a little bit. It doesn't have to be noticeable. And then you can hold it for just a moment. but don't overextend yourself, and then release. And then you'll notice that your belly will go down just a little. And let's just practice this breathing for just a couple of moments. Breathe again from that sacral. And then when you're breathing in, send that prana into that stomach area, that sacral area. You can even visualize what is a loving circumstance. So if you could do us a favor, Levon, what would be something that you would visualize right now that would be loving for yourself?
Okay. To be loving for me would just to be sitting in a nice little corner where it's warm and meditating and maybe some soft music.
Okay, so that's perfect. Sitting by yourself is very healing because it just gives your body an opportunity to rest. Music has got vibrations in it, especially music created for the purpose of healing. So I use them all the time. So as you have your hand on that diaphragm area and you're breathing in that prana and you're visualizing yourself just sitting quietly, listening to music and doing something loving, what you're doing is you're creating more of that in your life, because whatever you think about, you bring about. And by putting prana into your sacral chakra while you're thinking of those things, you will bring it about even faster. So when people ask me how do they change their lives, how do they create enjoyable lives, I always say use your intent and use whatever tools you have available to you. And sometimes all we have available to us is our mind and prana. We don't always have these books with all these affirmations and these tuning forks and these crystal bowls. Sometimes all we have is ourselves, and that's all that's necessary, because the greatest tool is always within us anyhow. The greatest tool is your mind. So if we want to keep this hand there for a few more moments and keep energizing it with that divine healing energy, and we can even call on the angels. Archangel Michael is a healer of healers. He's the healer that the angelic realm has sent to this plane of existence, and he works with a lot of energy workers. And I actually have had the blessing to have him as a spirit guide in this particular lifetime. Visualize the energy of Archangel Michael opening up that chakra. This is a divine being. Or whatever God, goddess that you work with. Some people work with the Christ. Some people work with Krishna. Some people work with the Mother Mary or the Mary Magdalene. Whatever symbol of the divine that you work with, visualize that divine being, that pure light and love being. Just remember that this divine being needs to be pure. It does not have its own agenda. It's pure light and love. Visualize that pure being sending divine energy into your sacral chakra. And if you want to, you can even scroll back to the beginning of your life, because there is no such thing as time in that realm. Time is only existence here in the linear. You can ask those angels to go back to when you were born, when you first came out of your mother's womb, to send energy to that area to keep you cocooned and feeling safe. A lot of our problems right now in our adulthood are as a result of a difficult infancy or a difficult childhood or a difficult past life. So you can send this healing energy to any time in your life. So I'm going to send it back to when I was 6 weeks old. My mother had to go back out to work, and I was left with a babysitter who absolutely hated me. And I had to do a lot of work to clear that hatred. But that was a blessing as well. So I'm sending that energy back to that time of my life, and I'm healing all of that pain, all of that trauma. I don't need to carry it around all the time. So what would you like to send it back to, Levon? What time do you want to send this divine prana to?
Well, I guess just your example, when I was probably just born, because I had severe colic, and I know my mother resented me. So I had severe colic. She said she'd go to bed, I'd be screaming. She woke up, I'd be screaming. So you know, she had to have a little problem with me. And what was the colic from? So I guess I'd like to send the energy for that.
Okay. And so, and if there's anybody listening to this now or in the archives later, try and make sure you're sitting in a comfortable position and not driving, because you want to make sure that you're focused. And bringing focus the easiest way to do focus is to bring your hand to the area you want to focus on. Now, right now, we're focusing on the sacral. But if somebody has issues with self-discipline, they're going to want to put their hand up to their solar plexus, which is right above the sacral. Or if they're having problems with their heart chakra, they might want to put their hand on their heart chakra. We just happen to be talking about self-love today. And a lot of self-love is generated from that sacral chakra. And you can just remember a time. If it comes up, remember a time where you were not loved by your parents or your caregivers, where you didn't feel protected and safe. Go back to that time and send the loving energy to that time. Send that loving energy to yourself. And tell yourself, you are valuable and you are worthy and you are whole and you are divine. And you deserve to experience true peace and happiness every moment of every day. You deserve peace and happiness. Tell yourself this. Remind yourself that you deserve peace and happiness, and then you will bring about peace and happiness. Whatever we believe we deserve is what we create. If you don't believe that you deserve wealth, you will not be wealthy. You have to feel that you deserve it first, and that deserving energy comes from that sacral chakra. And you can bring in as many colors as you want, and you can use as many tools. If you have crystals, you can use that as well, or any affirmations or special prayers. But it comes from that initial feeling of being valuable. Remind yourself that you're valuable. And you'll feel that center open up. And you'll feel your life change. Your husband or your wife will treat you with more respect. Your children will listen to you. You'll have more money available to you. And I'm not talking instantaneously. You can't do this now and then expect in 15 minutes to win the lottery. This is to be a lifelong experience of self-love. Every moment that you can think of, if you love yourself, you will bring more self-love to you. And you will bring people who will love you to you as well. You will stop bringing people who treat you like crap, that will use you and abuse you. You will bring people to you that respect and love you and honor you and cherish you. That is very, very important. You can't enjoy your existence if you are surrounded by people who don't value you. So sometimes that means getting out of a relationship. Sometimes that means quitting that job. But it all starts with your thought, because if you quit one job to jump into another and you haven't changed your belief systems, you're just going to recreate it over and over again. So how does that sacral chakra feel to you now, Levon?
Well, it feels less painful. I had a little pain there. I think the pain is gone.
Okay. And you feel a lot more heat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the point. You want to get more heat in there. And then self-confidence. If we don't feel self-confidence, there's no way we can be successful. And we want to be successful. Nobody wants to be born on Earth and fail. We want to be successful. So when we concentrate on that area in our body and we feel deserving and worthy, we will bring about success. And success can be monetary. We can have that job we've always wanted, making hundreds and thousands of dollars a year. Or success could be being able to get a healing practice off the ground, or being able to buy that house you wanted. But if you don't have the confidence to do so, you won't be able to. So self-confidence is really imperative. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's listening today. I think we've got about 5 more minutes left. This topic is really important. This is the basis from which the rest of your life will flow. And when you can get a hold of how you feel about yourself and how you treat yourself, your existence will change, and the rest of your existence will change, not just like this lifetime. Whatever you do in this lifetime will affect the next one, and the one after that, and the one after that. Lifetimes are not separate entities. Just like we're being affected by our last lifetime, right now you're affecting the next one. So if you want to change the entirety of your existence, not just this lifetime, start taking care of yourself. Start being the shepherd of your own soul. start becoming more in tune with that inner child, who acts out and wants to eat all the cookies and eat all the pizza and has temper tantrum and it's moody. It's telling you something. It needs love. It needs acceptance, and it needs some quality time. It may not feel safe. You need to make sure it feels safe. If you had a difficult childhood in which you did not feel safe, just because you've grown up and you realize that, of course, you know, you are safe, doesn't mean your inner child feels safe. That inner child may be doing a whole lot of difficult things in your life, making your life difficult just so that it can make you aware, hey, I don't feel safe. This is where alcoholism comes in, overeating, binging, overspending. That's an inner child trying to tell you something. Attracting people who abuse you, attracting jobs where you're not given credit, that's your inner child trying to tell you something is off balance. So these are just some tools and techniques to try and help yourself balance so that you might enjoy yourself. We have come here to enjoy ourselves. Existence is meant to be enjoyed and not endured. We are divine and Holy Spirit beings, and we deserve to enjoy the miracle of existence. This is a miracle. We're existing, and it's a grand miracle. But in order to appreciate it, we have to have that self-love and that self-respect. So is there anything that you want to add, LaVon, before we cut out?
The only thing is that if there's anyone out there that has just wants to ask some questions about some of the things that we have said that we offer, you know, you can call 218-425-3983. And what number did you prefer?
You can call 1-773-831-4496. So you can call and leave a message there if you would like to have a private consultation, either long distance or in person, or if you're interested in the program. But they can also call you for the program, which is the correspondence course, and it's a home study program, and it's self-paced. You can take as long or as quickly. You can do it as long or as quickly as you want to.
Yeah, and it's a lot to do with kind of what we talked about today. But
yes, it's really
step by step, and it's, you know, and like you said, it's up to them, you know. But a lot of people like to kind of chew on it and take one step at a time, and you know. So
it's a path to self-healing.
Yeah.
We do offer techniques on how to become a vibrational therapist or an energy worker, because
we have a lot to offer. Yes.
Yeah, we have a lot to offer, you know, massage therapy and the trauma erase and the karmic repatterning. We do offer a lot of techniques on in terms of energy work and counseling, but the focus of the program, the focus of the course, is to help people help themselves, empower themselves, heal themselves, love themselves, and create a different reality. Raise their vibration for themselves and their family. Whatever you do for yourself, you do for your immediate family, and then whatever you do for your immediate family, you do for your community, and expands out further and further and further. So whatever we did today, we did for everyone. Everyone will benefit from this, because we deserve to benefit from it. There's a reason we're divinely connected. There's a reason why we're here, and it's so that we can help and uplift and support each other. So please don't hesitate to call. I also offer a blessing liberation, which is done on donation. I do a satsang every day, 11 o'clock, and I offer this blessing, and it is a profound experience for those who feel they need the support to facilitate the liberation of their soul. The website is www.knowingspirit.org. There's more information on that website. And then the blog for the school, for the students, it's www.schoolofenlightenment.blogspot.com, and you can post any comments, and if you have questions about the modules, you can just put it there if you don't get a chance to call. We're having our first teleconference Monday at 7:30, and I think this one is full, though. I think we maxed out on this one, but we're going to have this probably every week, so your people are more than welcome to put their name in for other sessions, and LaVon will be facilitating that, so I will be looking forward to speaking to everybody on Monday at 7:30. And what's the date on Monday? The 21st, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, January 21st. So we will be starting that at 7:30. So I will thank you very much, LaVon, for being on the call with me today. I appreciate
thank
your
you.
Wisdom and your knowledge and sharing it with not only with myself, but all the people who are listening in, the students of the program. And I look forward to seeing and speaking with you next week as we talk maybe a little bit more about the self-love and how to use it as a tool for healing.
Okay.
Okay, thanks very much, and you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Sharice Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Sharice sending you light and love on your journey home.